T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wow. 12:58 and breaking news right now that we'll get into. We'll scrap whatever the hell we were just talking about. Breaking news right now. This is according to who, Serta? I'm going to get this. Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter reporting that the Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt. The Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt. John Dorsey obviously has the relationship with him. Kareem Hunt, Baker Mayfield.
Here's the statement from John Dorsey, no longer reported. It is official from the Cleveland Browns. From John Dorsey, my relationship and interaction with Kareem since 2016 in college was an important part of this decision-making process, but we then did extensive due diligence with many individuals, including clinical professionals, to have a better understanding of the person he is today and whether it was prudent to sign him. There were two important factors. One is that Kareem took full responsibility for his egregious actions and showed true remorse. And secondly, just as importantly, he is undergoing and is committed to necessary professional treatment and a plan that has been clearly laid out.
Is that the place for him to go?
That's just what I was thinking. Is that the best place? I don't know if that's a healthy place for him to play football.
Is that the best place for him to go?
John Dorsey goes on, we fully understand and respect the complexity of questions and issues in signing a player with Kareem's history and do not condone his actions. Given what we know about Kareem through our extensive research, we believe he deserves a second chance, but certainly with the understanding that he has to go through critical and essential steps of becoming and performing as a member of this organization, aside from what the NFL determines from their ongoing investigation. We fully understand that Kareem is subject to discipline by the NFL. Here at the Browns, there is a detailed plan with expectations laid out that he understands and must follow, because any similar incident will not be tolerated. We will support Kareem through this process and utilize our resources, however permitted, to help him become successful on and off the field as long as he continues to show the commitment necessary to represent this organization.
There's just so much here, Vern and Serta. We're getting all the stuff in as you Vern just read all of this in this break. If you just missed it, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport are reporting, and from the Browns, that Kareem Hunt is now signed with the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns have signed former Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt. And in so many fashions, this feels like him going to the Chiefs would have been better, in my opinion, because for him, right? Like, you think about, you would say, all right, it'd be great for him to go to a team that has solid leadership. I think about what happened with Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill went to a place that had amazing leadership. This is Eric Berry. This is Justin Houston. This is Tom Bahali. This is Derek Johnson. This is Jeremy Maclin while he was here. This is Alex Smith. He went to a great place that had great leadership, and he went to a place that was far away from where he was and where the incident happened in Oklahoma. In this case, he's going to the scene of the crime of where the incident happened. He's going to a place where Baker Mayfield, a rookie quarterback who some people have thoughts about his leadership skills, and I am racking my brain for the real, like, the leader. I don't know the Cleveland Browns as well as other people do, but I'm racking my mind trying to understand the leader that they have over there, Jarvis Landry. And we watched Hard Knocks. Is it Jarvis Landry? Like, and he's going back to home, to Cleveland, where two incidents occurred, the area where two incidents occurred. It just feels like Chicago felt better. I feel like Allen Robinson's a better leader, and other guys, and Khalil.
Show, with all due respect, what are you talking about? This is football.
I'm talking about for him. I don't know if this was the best spot for him.
Here's a statement from running back Kareem Hunt. Quote, first off, I would like to once again apologize for my actions last February. What I did was wrong and inexcusable. That is not the man I was raised to be, and I've learned a great deal from that experience and certainly should have been more truthful about it after the fact. I'm extremely grateful for John Dorsey and a bunch of other people at the Browns organization are granting me the opportunity to earn their trust and respect their organization in the best way possible on and off the field. I'm committed to following the necessary steps to learn and to be a better and healthier person from this situation. I also understand the expectations that the Browns have clearly laid out, and I have to earn my way back to the NFL. I'm a work in progress as a person, but I'm committed to taking advantage of the support system that I have in place to become the best and healthier version of myself.
And that's Kareem's words. I want to respond to what you said.
Real quick for me and Rappaport as well, the deal is a one-year contract worth more than $1 million, not factoring in the suspension.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Listen,
you can get out of it in a blink
no,
of an eye.
No, I understand the deals because you said, with all due respect, what the hell are you talking about? From the Browns' standpoint, it's an excellent deal. I understand what the Browns are doing. They got a guy who's a top four running back in the league that is a game changer to go along with your quarterback. Now you have him and Nick Chubb. I get that. I'm coming from his angle of how this is best for him. And to me, like, he's going to a rookie head coach who is young anyway, who doesn't have a lot of experience in the NFL to begin with, a rookie head coach. He's going to a rookie quarterback that's not anywhere the type of leader or mindset that even Mahomes is.
Yeah, but, Ron, he was here with Andy Reid and Mahomes and Alex Smith and still did these things. He's got to take care of it himself.
I get that. I get that. But can you understand that?
No.
That
no,
is a
I don't
better
situation. No,
really,
I don't think situation
don't.
Matters. Either you stop being a...
An ass.
Right. Or you don't. This isn't about situation. It's about growing up and being a man.
I think situation helps, and I understand growing up and being a man. But I think also when Randy Moss went to Minnesota and he went with Chris Carter and Denny Green, that helped. I think Tyreek Hill coming to Andy Reid and coming to the leadership that he had here in Kansas City
okay,
helped.
But Kareem Hunt was here with that leadership and screwed it up because he's an idiot.
So now it's just like, well, let's go to a rookie head coach and basically a first-year starter
it's
who's
a him
got problems.
Thing.
I know it's a him thing, but also your surroundings help. And I do think that this to me feels like the worst case.
But you put him in this situation or
put him
you know,
in the place where the scene of the crime happened?
Okay, run from it. Either way, you got to make the changes. I don't care if he's in Cleveland or in Tokyo. Make the changes this necessary.
This is interesting. Someone texted in, what are you talking about, show? What I'm talking about is, all right, Protein House, Eat With a Purpose text line.
Coming out in the draft, I'm with you. I'm with you on that with Tyreek Hill.
But now
Hill,
it doesn't matter. What now?
He's already been in the perfect situation with the perfect teammates, a coach that has helped many people rehabilitate their careers, and they still didn't get through to him. He made mistake after mistake after mistake, all of them, which you and I both believe they knew about every one of them. And the idiot didn't learn from any of them.
But
so
you
now
think
you
this
can
would
prove
help.
To me you're an intelligent man and you learn, you know what, I should probably stop doing fighting people and putting hands on women.
But you think this would help? Just because I agree with you. Andy Reid and their leadership was a great situation. We watched it from Tariq. But now, because, all right, they didn't get to him that way, so now let's go a different tactic. Let's go with Baker Mayfield. Let's go with no leadership on the team. Let's go with rookie head coach. Let's go from the city of which two of the incidents that he had violent
but
issues
sure.
happened. Let's go from his hometown where all his boys and stuff are. Do you think that's
he was never an issue in the locker room where he needed Patrick. I've never heard anything bad about Kareem as far as inside the locker room is concerned. He seemed to be a terrific employee when he's within the confines of the building. Right, everything that I've heard from the Chiefs, from Arrowhead, from Andy, from Clark, and the rest, that when he was there, he was about business. So, no, I don't think he needs a quarterback or a coach to keep him in line. What he needs to do Wow. Is stop drinking and stop making awful decisions.
Yes, the same thing with a lot of players who have had off-the-field issues. When you sent them to a place where they had good leadership and a good foundation ahead of them, like Tyreek was never a problem on the field at Oklahoma State. He had a problem off it, and he went around other people who are good leaders and good things in place. To me, it would be, let's put him in the best. If I'm coming from him, the Browns, I understand the
move.
But
don't you think that doesn't give Tyreek enough, I don't know if credit's the right word, but him to say, you know what, I need to make changes in my life. Look, Andy's going to wear the bullets for me. Right? Andy will wear all the slings and arrows and whatnot that everybody from the outside is throwing. The Chiefs will protect me. I can hide within that organization. They'll do what's right. But if he slips up again, that's not a character judgment on Andy Reid. That's a Tyreek Hill thing. Like, regardless where Kareem Hunt goes, you can still spend the offseason in Cleveland, right? He was a Kansas City Chief and the video, of course, was in Cleveland. So you could still get back there. It's still easy to go back to the trappings of home.
I'm not saying it's not impossible, but now
but
he's,
to run from
now
it
he's
and
there.
Act, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying to run from it. I'm just saying I'm saying to be able to put this cat in the best situation from this is you understand, you would agree he has a problem, right?
Yes.
He has an issue. It would appear that he has an issue with drinking. He has an issue with violence and when he gets angry at drinking. And where did a couple of the incidents happen? In Ohio and in Cleveland, the main incident that happened there. And then you would think, let's put him in a place. Like if you had to just say, all right, Kareem Hunt, if I could, the best thing for him, now that this stuff is out, the best thing for him, put him back at the scene of the crime. Put him back in the city where his friends are.
He himself has made this decision. But no one else told him to go there.
But I'm just saying, right now, the best situation, this situation, he himself, whatever, him back in Cleveland. Back with a rookie head coach who doesn't have a lot of experience in the NFL. Back with a team that doesn't have great leadership. Back where all his boys are and stuff. Like, to me, that just doesn't seem to be the fit for Kareem, that would be the best place for him to go. All right, and I'm not saying that he couldn't fail anywhere. Like someone just texted from the 913, yeah, great leadership and the Patriot way really helped Josh Gordon. I get you. But if you had to make a thing for Josh Gordon, you would think New England would be the spot. I'm just saying, if I'm coming from the standpoint of looking from Kareem's spot, it doesn't feel like that is the recipe for the right spot.
I'd be with you if all these incidents happened while he was in college and he's coming out in the draft. Yeah, that would give me pause of, all right, so this kid's just basically staying in college if we draft him to the Browns, but he's been a professional now for 3 years, and he was thousands of miles away in Kansas City and still found his way back to Cleveland, making an idiotic decision, an alcohol-fueled decision, while in Put-in-Bay, Ohio, and while in Cleveland, Ohio. Poor decisions in Kansas City, Missouri as well. Look, I'd be with you if it was coming out of college. But no matter where he goes, I don't see any fit better than the others. In fact, what I take from it is, I hate to say that I'm glad that this is the case, but to me it tells me that the options were limited. That he maybe jumped on the first opportunity, and that opportunity came from the guy that drafted him in John Dorsey. It would be nice to know that teams weren't lined up at the door to give Kareem whatever he wanted.
Let's head to break. I want to bring the listeners in with this one. 913-576-7610. Coming up here in about 4 minutes. I want to hear from you. Vern feels like, hey, there doesn't matter the situation that Kareem Hunt went to. If you missed it, Kareem Hunt reported, the Browns have come out and expressed this as well. First reported by Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, that he has now been signed 1 year deal, $1 million to the Cleveland Browns. I think this is the worst situation that he could have gone to. Vern doesn't think it matters, the situation. No situation mattered any more than the other. 913-576-7610. I want to hear your thoughts on that next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in. The breaking news is reported first by Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, and the Browns have confirmed it. Kareem Hunt, former running back here for the Kansas City Chiefs, is signed a one-year deal worth around $1 million for the Cleveland Browns. So he will be – John Dorsey went, made a move for the Browns. Listen, like I said, 913-576-7610. I would like to hear your thoughts because me and Vern are in really completely different places. Sir, I'll let you jump in here. Like, to me, I just feel like Cleveland, there were two places I felt like were bad news for him to go to, and that would be returning to Kansas City and then to Cleveland from his standpoint. Well, really, the Chiefs' standpoint, if they brought him back, and for him, the Browns' standpoint, or him being in Cleveland, returning to the place where two of the physical incidents happened, and then obviously the incident with the young lady in the hotel room. Being there, and not just that, it's just overall, I think that that's not a team that has great leadership, like, per se right now. Just like, you know, when Tyreek Hill came to Kansas City, as I use an example, Derek Johnson, Eric Berry, Tom Bahali, Alex Smith, that's a team that has a young quarterback that I think people also are worried about, you know, maybe some of Baker and his off-the-field stuff and how he'll handle things. He is in nowhere near – I went on Cleveland radio a few weeks ago, and I expressed that he is nowhere near in the place where Patrick Mahomes is in terms of handling things, and to a place that has a rookie head coach. I just feel like that's the worst place for him to go. And, Vern, you feel different.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. Tyreek Hill, look, coming out of college, Tyreek Hill, Aaron Hernandez, you know, New England Patriots select Aaron Hernandez and basically bring him back home despite all of his baggage. That's a mistake. Look, the Browns drafting Kareem Hunt, if he had all of these issues while at Toledo, yeah, that would be a mistake because then the kid never has an opportunity to leave home and grow up. But Kareem Hunt was making these idiotic decisions while in Kansas City. You can still make your way back to Cleveland like he did. He lived at that hotel during the offseason. He was in Kansas City, drafted by a head coach that has a great reputation. A quarterback and Alex Smith, Eric Berry, you can name them all. And he still was an idiot. He still's fighting people at Put-in Bay, getting into fights in Kansas City, putting his hands and feet on women while drinking one night.
Yep.
So he had the opportunity to be guided by great leaders, and he, the man, decided not to do it. So I'm not looking at, I don't care, man, where he plays. Cleveland, Denver, I don't care where he goes in the NFL. If he himself doesn't want to change, well, then it doesn't matter your surroundings. Either you grow up and mature and start acting like a man, or you can continue to make these idiotic decisions that, keep it up, will land you behind bars.
I totally agree. It starts with him. But also, if you are looking at it from the standpoint, you would think, and I'll bring Serta in because I know he has some thoughts on this. You would think, in my opinion, is this the and maybe this comes from my background and working with cats and kids that are at risk youth that I've done for 10 years. My thought would be, I don't know if that is the best situation. I don't know. It feels like that's not the best situation.
But wasn't Kansas City a good situation?
No, I agree with you. I would have thought that too, but I don't think let's double down on it and have him go back there. To a place where there's not big leadership and they have a rookie head coach who has never handled
anything
like this.
But what do you think this leadership in the locker room is going to do?
I think...
Hey, man, if you're drinking tonight, don't put your hands on anyone?
No, we've seen cases where guys... Like, man, we've seen cases where guys who go to other teams... I think Chris Carter, when he went to Minnesota, Denny Green and Randall Cunningham were very, very huge in helping him get his life together and helping him off the field. They don't have guys like that. They don't have guys over there like that.
Well, Chris almost had it all almost taken away from him after Philly, just like Kareem. Well, actually, Kareem Hunt never even got that message.
Nothing.
The guy's gotten a job right out of the gate, new season. He's getting an increase in pay. He's getting a bonus, basically, putting his hands on a woman. I mean, you know what? I would be surprised if he learned anything, because how has he suffered? What lesson? And you're right. You do have... history in this, you're very knowledgeable in this. Do you think he's learned anything? Has anyone from on high, as any leader that we're talking about, showed him the difference between right and wrong? Because this league certainly isn't.
I don't.
They're celebrating him all over Twitter right now. It's, man, Browns have the best backfield in the AFC.
I don't know. I don't know if he has, but I sure as hell don't think sending him back home into that place doesn't feel like me to be the best move.
Well, and but part of the problem is, like, you know, we Fesco in the morning had the poll on Friday about whether or not the Chiefs should bring him back, and it was like overwhelming, like 75% said yes, we should bring Kareem Hunt back, and I had an issue with it. And I'm not against guys getting second chances. I think Kareem Hunt is a very young person who made a mistake in his life, and I've made tons of mistakes in my life, and I continue to make mistakes every day at 29 years old. Like, I think people need second chances, and I think that he made a very, very bad mistake. And I didn't think that he was never going to get an opportunity to play again, but I am kind of with Vern that I don't think he's actually learning something from this, like, because he's in all likelihood is probably going to be suspended still next season. Maybe he's going to get a 10-game suspension, but what does that mean? He's still on an active roster. He's got a contract now. He's getting paid. He's going to get an opportunity at some point next year to play above that contract and get a contract extension.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so I think you guys both agree, and hell, I'll even throw, I don't know. I don't know what he's done, but you guys would think, judged by everything, how could he learn stuff, right? I mean, how, why would it be punished? Like I said, 913-576-7610. Brian, we'll kick it off with you here in just a second. But give your thoughts. Do you believe Cleveland was a bad place, like I do, for him to go to, or do you not? Do you think I'm on my high horse? Are you with Vern? Like you said, you don't think he's really learned anything?
Oh, I don't, hang on. I don't think you're on a high horse.
Oh, I know. I just see someone said this on the text.
You make solid points. It's just when you're this deep into your professional career, man, it's not about somebody else making sure you don't.
Oh, I agree. It starts with you, and almost all of it is with you. But in my experience, also,
because they didn't make an investment in him.
Also, so, yes.
So they don't really need to invest in the person. They are openly doing what the NFL always does, and we are solely exploiting you for your athletic prowess.
I'm talking about if I'm looking at it from his standpoint, to me, If I think the same way that you two do, that believe that he hasn't really learned anything, because hell, how could he? Because how the league has done it and how they treat him, they've never really punished him. He's being celebrated. To me, from looking at it from his standpoint, going back to Cleveland and without leadership and without people who have experience with anything like this, doesn't seem like it would be the right move. Brian and KCK, go ahead. What's your thoughts on this?
I'm glad you all let us in. So let me not get as hyped as I really am. But I'm really upset because I think that we have put priorities in the wrong place. We have governor, a lieutenant governor, and the third in command that really all should resign because they've made poor decisions. And these are not athletes. The governor that I'm speaking of is a physician, and everyone knows about that. And with Kareem Hunt, the main reason that we said we should get rid of Kareem is because he lied. And so if you lie, you really can't trust him, because if he comes to you in the future and there's another issue and he says, I'm really telling the truth, well, you can't say that you're telling the truth because you've already lied to us. But we've got a president that lies every day. We've got governors that need to resign. They've made decisions. They're older than Kareem is. These are.
Yeah, we all know this. What does this have to do with the conversation?
It has to. They are athletes. And you're saying that we can elect people into the highest position in the country, being a president, and then the highest position in the
country. So are you trying to excuse Kareem because the president and those idiots in Virginia?
No, I'm saying that you are trying to put athletes where we haven't even included the president or governors. So how can you hold them to a higher responsibility?
Well, you can talk about both. They're not mutually exclusive. I hate when people do that. Well, no, we can't talk about violence because there are people that are hungry. No, you can talk about both things. That's silly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I understand his point. Yes, we should hold our politicians to a higher standard, and we should demand
honesty.
But we
should also hold him to a higher standard.
They're not mutually exclusive. It's, well, I'm not even, there's no need to talk about anything until those idiots that wore blackface in the 80s come. Admit it. I mean, what are we doing here? This is why you don't take phone calls.
I did like his passion. But,
Well, let's do that. Hey, anything you're passionate about, come on and rant on the radio. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, how did you get here?
What the hell was that phone call? 316, no more phone calls. I'm with you. Good God.
You're done? We're done. No more phone calls.
Rest of the week.
Well, calm down.
Come on.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Story in the NFL, and it's got Kansas City ties. The Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt to a one-year deal. I did want to get the voice of the people. We've got probably a half an hour until the drive starts up. I did want to hear from the voice of the people. Some people are going on in both ways. Some people are going either way. With us, like, Ron, get off your high horse. You know, Hunt deserves this, and it's great for him. You know, Kareem will either be the next Josh Gordon or he'll be a success story, but it's on him at this point.
And can we stop with that? Guys, Kareem Hunt's not Josh Gordon. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Josh Gordon had substance abuse and mental problems, mm-hmm. like mental health issues. Now, I'll admit, Kareem might have substance abuse issues, and maybe we don't know about mental health, but I haven't heard of Josh Gordon putting his hands on any woman. So let's just ease up with those analogies here. Protein Housey with a Purpose, text line 69306. This is what I said at noon. I was waiting how long? Man, I said week 15. But here we go from the 816. For 1 year, $1 million, the Chiefs should have re-signed Hunt and then used him for trade bait to get a corner or someone on defense. And that's what it's going to be throughout the course of the season. Once Kareem Hunt comes back and starts putting up numbers.
God, can you imagine if the Chiefs play the Browns this year? Yeah,
we got to be better than this, Kansas City. We don't want him. We wish him the best. But I thought, remember those things you guys all told me. I remember what I heard about Kansas City. You know, even though you did what you did and you welcome, okay, you gave Tyreek a second chance, but you ran Marcus out of town. You said there are certain ways that we act here in Kansas City. I don't want to spend the 2019 football season hearing Chiefs fans wonder, man, maybe we should have kept Kareem.
No, but that's fans. I mean, listen, I don't think it's right, and it's silly.
Well, then who were the ones that were running out Marcus?
But don't be nice. I mean, you know this is what fans are going to do this. You know that's what's going to happen if Kareem, no matter where he went.
So I can't hold a mirror back up to him and let him know what they're doing?
I'm not saying you can. It almost sounds like you're going to be surprised if it happens.
I thought it was going to take until week 16, week 15, until you saw him putting up numbers. The moment he signs?
Yeah. No, I'm not surprised at all. Because you have Damon Williams in his place. Like, you're going to get a mixture of, from what the quote you just read to, people are forgetting how good Damian Williams is. This is unfair to D-Will. No, it's not. He's not in anywhere close to Kareem Hunt's class and will never be. Even with a great quarterback, he's not Kareem Hunt.
But, man, it doesn't take much to remember. I mean, you remember. We were sitting right here. It was almost this time when that video came out. Remember how angry you were and how angry a lot of people were. What has changed? Again, I know we have short attention spans. I understand things don't remain in the news for long. I understand we don't really have a moral high ground, as our previous caller pointed out, in this country. I get it. But, man, we've already forgotten. It's now, let's get back to football. I rail on the NFL a lot, but It's just so very evident why this is never going to stop in the NFL, and it's being reflected right now on the text line and within the fan base because you don't care. Can you produce, yes or no? And if Kareem produces, it will have a negative reflection on the Chiefs for not sticking it out with him.
Yeah, I just, like, you're getting yourself worked up, and I love the passion, but what you shouldn't be surprised or shocked at all about this.
I never said I was shocked nor surprised.
Okay, all right.
Disappointed in the fans.
After how they ran off Marcus Peters and how people reacted to Marcus Peters,
that's
there
exactly
was no
what I'm saying.
But you seem like, oh, you're like, you're going to lose it. Week 16. Yeah, hell yeah, it's going to happen as soon as he got drafted. Like I said, man, I understand what fans are going to be about, Vern, and I understand this is just where they're going to go. And people are going to get into this place of they're going to watch Kareem's every move, and the Browns are going to be better, and they're going to see what Cleveland does and how much he helps Baker, and it is going to crush some of them. But I'm fully prepared for that. I was prepared for that if he went to Chicago. I was prepared for that if he went to Washington. I was prepared for that if he went to Seattle, wherever.
I think our experience made a difference. You know, we've had guys that have been here. They've won here. They made the shots, made the plays. We executed and got stops when it counted.
That is Bruce Weber. And real quick, we'll get back to the Kareem Hunt situation coming up. If you just missed this, Kareem Hunt has signed a one-year deal with the Cleveland Browns. John Dorsey, former GM here, has signed him. He'll be a Cleveland Brown starting next year. We'll see what the suspension stuff is, but we'll get to that here in a little bit. But Kansas fans, I just want to say, it is not going to be the worst thing in the world if K-State wins the Big 12 championship. Because for me, that means if they were to win the Big 12 championship, you could tack on another 4 or 5 years to Bruce Weber. And Bruce Weber in no way gives me any type of concern, any kind of nerves, any type of concern that he could ever raise this program to anything like what Virginia has done in the ACC, which has sustained over the last decade and built themselves to a top program that's right alongside, not historically, but the last 4 years been right alongside with Duke and Carolina, has done what Michigan State or Wisconsin has done in the Big Ten. Like, I have no fear. When Frank Martin was there, I got nervous. I got nervous as a Kansas fan that they could, in 10 years, if he's here, the way he recruits, however he does it, the way he gets players there, they got a chance to be a real issue the way I think Texas was. Like, I never thought... I felt like Texas during the run where Rick had a run where he's getting DJ Augustine and Durant and all those teams. They were – with Bruce there, I never feel that way about K-State.
I hope they do just for that fact right there, just so that Bruce actually gets that comfort. Like, he's able to actually lay down roots in Manhattan. To me, the K-State fans that I interact with, they all still seem a little bit – skeptical of the ability of Bruce Weber, believing that we could do better. Where I'm on the opposite side. I actually believe that Bruce Weber might be able to do better than that job in Manhattan. I mean, this would be his second conference title in the last 6 years. Virginia has 3 in the last 6 years. I don't think you have to worry. You bring up Virginia, you bring up Wisconsin, you bring up Kansas. To me, they're all the same. Every once in a while, they'll come up, they'll have their nice little runs, but they're not really competing for decades like North Carolina, like Kansas, like Duke. The Blue Bloods will always be the Blue Bloods, sure, so long as the coach remains. Even if a Frank Martin shows up, you, Kansas, you're still the big dog on the block.
Sure.
No one's ever really going to come for that crown. They will on occasion, but that's happening with or without K-State and Frank Martin.
Sure, I'm not going to say that K-State's going to be traditionally on their level. But there was a spot there when Frank really started getting it, when they got Beasley in. It wasn't just one year. Then they started to get more teams. And then they had better teams after Beasley left. And you could see, okay, this is a competitive crew that he can recruit and coach players up. It felt that way with Fred Hoiberg at Iowa State, too. Sure, they started getting teams, and it didn't feel like this is something that's going away. Then they left. And I think Bruce Weber just doesn't put any type of fear in me at all. And I know if he wins a conference championship, it'll tack on for every many years that he got tacked on after they went to the Elite Eight last year. And to me, it took this having to happen. It took, like, Bill having one of his subpar coaching years, in my opinion, and then having an injury to Doak, having the suspension to Silvio, having injuries to Marcus Garrett, where he's been out a couple of weeks now, and then the Gerald Vick situation, and then freshmen not coming up and playing it the way that people expected them to.
Kansas State takes on Texas tomorrow night. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock, your home of Wildcat Athletics. 610 Sports Radio, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And then don't forget, each and every Thursday at 7 o'clock, it's the Bruce Weber Show.
Coming back, we'll get into the Kareem Hunt situation. I'm still interested, intrigued on this part where I just think Cleveland, it feels like Satan couldn't have come up with a better place for Kareem Hunt to go than back home to Cleveland.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in. Show and Vern coming up behind us, and I'm sure they'll continue with the big news of the day, The Drive, the best damn afternoon sports show in this city, The Drive with Carrington Harrison and Brad Fanning. If you are just coming in right now, the Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt to a one-year deal, $1 million or so is the contract. And I want to jump into this because I love this. This is our show. We're passionate. We don't always agree on things. But I think this is a place where we can agree on this Kareem Hunt situation. Vern, Kareem is an excellent football player. I think one of the top four running backs in football. And before he got suspended, I think you could argue he was right up there with Todd Gurley. We used to have our fantasy football guy, Charchi, and, you know, sometimes I forget that my spoon partner. I forget about Charch.
That was but we disrespectful. Had Charch. Apologize Charch to on. Charch real quick.
I apologize, Charch. Can we get to it? I apologize
learn
to Charch.
Learn his name. I forgot every
I did. I just call him spoon partner. But he would say he thinks they're 1-1A. My biggest thing is, I think we can agree this. From the jump, the thing that is so frustrating, and I'm going to tell you, I know many people, you get tired. I just want to give you a place of where I come from. This is a person who I have worked with kids who have done a lot of things that they should not have done. Things that people have done 10 times worse than what Kareem is. I have worked with at-risk youth for 10 years, and this is where I come from this. I come from looking at it from his angle. And from the jump, Kareem is the number one person that has been an ass. He is the number one person that needs to be, has blame placed for the situation that he's in. But number two, the NFL and the parts of the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, and now the Cleveland Browns have done nothing to help him in any fashion. It feels like they've even done more to hurt him. The NFL, you can call me stupid all you want to. If them fools didn't know about that tape a long time ago, or know about what the situation is on that tape, then they've got the dumbest people in America, and they shouldn't be getting outduped by TMZ. They knew about the damn tape, and they knew about this stuff, and they knew that it was something bad. And the Chiefs, you won't convince me that with their history with Javon Belcher and Tyreek Hill, that they didn't do their due diligence. Makes no sense. They didn't help him. They knew of issues he's had. We haven't heard about help that he has gotten. He has had plenty of issues at Power and Light, in Cleveland, in Lake Erie, wherever. He's had plenty of issues. The NFL has not helped him in a right way then. They hid it and protected him and didn't give him the right help that he needed, and he continued to do stuff to the point where then they got rid of him when they got caught and it got hot. And now the team that brings him back is the team that is in the scene of the crime in Cleveland, where the main incident happened, right around the place where you could dream of. Where's the worst place he could go? How about back home where potentially enablers are and the place where he got in trouble? The NFL, the league, the worst part about this behind Kareem and his actions, Vern, in my opinion, and you've put this, he's actually been rewarded. He's gotten more money than he was going to get last year. I mean, there's, how could he learn anything? There is nothing that has happened that they have helped him.
He made the decision to go, I'll accept your offer, Cleveland. Thank you very much.
I understand it.
I don't understand why it's a negative reflection. The Browns may have been the only ones to come calling, and he jumped on it.
You think the Browns were the only place he would go?
I don't know. Well, then that's just a poor reflection on him. Then show maybe he hasn't learned if he does. Look, if you're right, if your background is telling you that that's the worst place for him to go, well, then he doesn't want to get better, which brings me back to my overall point. You can play on the moon unless you want to be a better man and you've stopped being an idiot. Well, then I don't care where you are. You're going to continue to make idiotic decisions fueled by alcohol, anger, or whatever it is.
Someone on the text line, 785, where would you want to see Hunt? Or do you just want him never to play again? No, that's not it. But you're telling me, you know what? Let me think of the best place. Let me send him back home where he grew
no
up.
No one's sending him anywhere. He made the decision, whatever. So it's a poor reflection on him goes, maturing.
From my vantage point from him, he goes back to the place where the scene of the crime is, back home with all these people around him.
So then you don't think he's been rehabilitated.
To a team. I don't know if he has or not. That situation.
Well, what you're saying tells me that he hasn't, or else he would have made a decision that that's not the best place for me.
Vern, that situation seems to me to be the worst one. You got a rookie head coach who doesn't have very much experience in the NFL. You got a quarterback who is the leader, who's probably the leader of the team, that is a spicy guy
himself.
That's
not a John Dorsey problem. That's a Kareem Hunt decision-making problem.
Sure, maybe. You know what? That's what I'm saying. Maybe Cleveland, you sit this one out. Maybe Cleveland.
Why? It's a good football decision.
I understand it, but I'm not coming from it from the football position. I'm coming from it. What is the best thing that would happen for him?
He's not even looking out for himself then.
I understand that.
So why do I need to worry about him?
I understand that. That's what I'm saying.
These guys have been getting concussions for decades, and we're lying about him. We're not going to start acting like we care about him now.
From the jump, I don't think the league, and I don't think the parts of the league and the Chiefs and the Browns have shown in any way to care or to think to be the best decision for him. And I understand it's a business. You should say F it. And I told you from the jump where I'm coming from. I'm coming from looking at what would be the best thing for him. And to me, that seems like there couldn't have been a place worse for him to go to.
Fine. But that's his decision, and he made it. This isn't a...
Now, sometimes you got to help folks.
The NFL... you just told me in our previous segment, Vern, stop acting surprised by this. NFL has been a nefarious business organization for decades.
And Vern, I'm not surprised. I'm just simply pointing out from the jump, it has not been what's the best thing for him.
When Michael Vick got out of jail, instead of finding the first job where he could start, he went to Andy Reid, where he knew he was going to have to be a backup, but he knew this coach had his back and would wear the slings and arrows for him. Michael Vick made a decision, what's best for me? Now, financially, maybe being a starter, getting back in the spotlight, getting back to being the superstar. He decided, no. Now, I'm going to do what's best for me as I rehabilitate my life. If you're right, and you make great points about why Cleveland isn't the spot for him, if that is correct, well, then Kareem Hunt isn't putting himself in the best situation, which is reflective of someone that hasn't acknowledged their pitfalls from the past and how to avoid them moving forward. If what you're saying is right, then Kareem Hunt is very immature and is yet to acknowledge the changes that need to be made in his life.
I won't disagree with any of that. I won't disagree. I don't know what Kareem has done, the help that he's got, if he's a changed person since then. All I know is, to me, in my experience in working with at-risk youth and people who have had issues like this, a big part of helping rehabilitation and helping improving things is that this person is put in the best situation to help it. And this does not feel – this feels like the worst situation. It feels like the absolute worst.
The Money Shot.
The Money Shot, let's finish with the bang. It's brought to you by Broadway Deli, mostly Jewish deli for mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads. They cater breakfast, they cater lunch, and they are the official deli of 610 Sports Radio Show. Finish them off.
We'll continue here. As we said, the drive is coming up. Brad and Carrington, I'm sure they'll have more on this latest breaking news. Kareem Hunt, who has now been signed by the Cleveland Browns, 1 year, $1 million. From the 816, Ron, you're the same guy that wanted Kareem off the team. Now you're the guy who wants what's best for him. Yes, I do want what's best for him. And I think both things are. What's best for him, I don't think, was continuing to play for the Chiefs to understand what he did. And to me, no, I do not think him going back to Cleveland, to a place that doesn't have great leadership, that has a young quarterback that is like, this ain't even a young quarterback like Patrick Mahomes that is above his years. This is Baker Mayfield who they have concerns on. You got a rookie head coach into the place where a lot of this stuff happened, where his family is, and where a lot of the enablers were. No, I don't think this is the right place for him to go. And if I'm looking at it for him, the Cleveland Browns, an easy football decision. I understand why they did that. They've got a great backfield, young talent. Understand it. But for yes, I do not believe this is the right thing for him.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.